Recording in progress.
Hey, Madam Chair, it is 7:30.
Thank you. The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and Star Ledger, notice made posted in the public library. Mr. Barlow, would you give the open public meeting notice, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Pursuant to the Department of Community Affairs guidelines, this meeting is being held virtually on the Zoom platform because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The appropriate Zoom login information has been disseminated as part of the agenda and the applications that are pending, and it's appropriate to go ahead in a virtual setting, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill? Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Espinoza is coming. He's running a little late. Mr. Foster? And Madam Chair?
Here. There's a flag over my right shoulder. Can we please recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ms. Saunders, would you swear in the professionals?
Yes. Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Barlow, can you note any changes or amendments to the agenda for tonight?
Yes, Madam Chair. Number 9, the Yates subdivision is postponed till the December 8th meeting, not 9th, December 8th meeting. No further notices will be sent. If you're here for the Yates P20PB06 matter, that will be heard at the December 8th meeting.
Thank you. Okay, item number 7, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on October 13th, 2021. I believe there is no resolution.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Item number 8, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of October the 13th.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the minutes from the regular meeting of October 13th, 2021.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill? Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9 has been adjourned. So we'll proceed to item number 10, which is 21PB09/10, V as in Victor Paul Rowan.
Rabone.
Preliminary and final site plan meeting.
Madam Chair, I didn't mean to interrupt. There's actually 2 number 9s before the Rabowan matter. There's the discussion and adoption of the 2022 meeting calendar.
You're correct. I'm sorry.
No, there's 2 9s. I understand.
Yeah, I switched stuff around quickly this morning. I forgot. Sorry.
Okay.
Number 9A.
Right, 9A. I believe we've all received a copy of the draft of the calendar for 2022. Is there any annotations or adjustments to be made to the calendar? Would you look at it for a moment? Hearing no amendments, can I get a motion to accept this as the official calendar of our meetings?
I will make that motion.
Is there
Carol
a second?
Saunders second. Carol Saunders second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carol. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Now the real item number 10.
9B.
Okay. That's going to be Paul Rabone. 21 PB 9/10, V as in Victor, and we'll, Mr. Aravin Aithal is appearing for.
Thank you.
The applicant.
Madam Chair, Aravin Aithal, on behalf of the applicant, Paul Rabone, I want to first get rid of the housekeeping matters. If I can inquire chair of the council whether the board does in fact have jurisdiction and notices are proper. I'll note that we originally noticed for the July 14th meeting, and we've been carried by oral notice to those in attendance for the last three meetings. But if all others is in order, we'd ask that the board recognize its jurisdiction over the application.
The board has jurisdiction. You may continue.
Thank you. And I confirmed with the board secretary, but just want to once again put on the record that I have five reports that will be providing testimony about evening are based upon Ms. Corcoran's April 26, 2021 memo, Fire Marshal Gore's April 30th, 2021 conclusion, also Mr. Gasparri's February 18th, 2021 letter, Mr. Hinterstein's May 24th, 2021 memorandum, and finally Mr. Gottlieb's May 24th, 2021 report. Based on those reports, let me give a very brief overview. The application is in regards to 145 11th Street, Piscataway. And on February the 25th, we appeared before the zoning board and received temporary use permit to allow my client to move a tenant, and that tenant being Extreme Supplies East Coast, in from its current, its previous location at 178 10th Street into this location at 145 for a period of 6 months. So we're just a little bit past that 6 months now. We're 9 months in, and Extreme has been at that location with its three employees. What they do is they supply goods and services associated with disaster relief. One of the many beneficiaries of having a disaster relief supply company right here in our backyard was our own police department during the height of the COVID and the difficulties in getting supplies. Extreme provided the police department with several gallons of hand sanitizer, for example, very difficult commodity to get. But we're lucky to have that sort of a business in close proximity to the township, especially having now everyone lived through a disaster, which we only could think of hypothetically prior to now. As I said, we've been operating, or at least Extreme has been operating, and that's the tenant, not the owner of the property, who's my applicant. They've been operating there without any incident for the last 9 months. And as I said earlier, they have three employees, deliveries coming in and out. The use itself is a permitted use. And based on that temporary use permit, we're seeking now to get site plan and variance approval this evening. There are four existing variances, two of which we're not changing whatsoever because they are with regard to the minimum floor area. It's an existing building which only has 7,249 square feet. We're not proposing any changes, and we're required to have 10,000 square feet minimum floor area. And finally, a setback for front yard. It's currently at 28.7 feet, should be 50 feet under the ordinance, and we're not proposing a change. There are two variances regarding parking. One is that we're required to have 15 parking spaces, and that those parking spaces be paved parking and striped parking spaces. We're going to pave and stripe parking spaces, but I'll have our engineer testify to the number of spaces we'd like to put in at this time with the board's permission. We've, as I said, received those reports, and Mr. Hinterstein's reports has a number of conditions. Let me start off by saying we'll comply with those conditions. We've had discussions with the township. We will be entering into a developer's agreement, and the improvements on the site will be made pursuant to a schedule that will be outlined in that developer's agreement. Madam Chair, as I said earlier, we have witnesses this evening. I have two witnesses that I'd like to call to testify, Mr. Scott Turner, who is our engineer with Menlo Engineering, and Colleen McGurk, who is a professional planner, to provide planning testimony. In case the board needs to hear more, I have two witnesses on standby. They're here, Mr. Bob Rabone, who is if you're a Brady Bunch fan, he is where Alice is, and Matt Jenks, who is with Extreme Supply. who can provide testimony if you wish to hear about the ongoing operations at that location. Madam Chair, with your permission, if I may call Scott Turner, our engineer.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, if you can turn on your camera.
It's on.
Okay. And Madam Chair, if we can have him sworn in.
Yes, Ms. Saunders, please share.
Mr. Turner, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please state and spell your name for the record.
My name is Scott Turner, T as in Tom, U-R-N-E-R.
Thank you.
And Scott, you're a professional engineer employed with Menlo Engineering, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Here in New Jersey?
Yes. And I've provided testimony in front of this board many times as a licensed professional engineer.
Great. Have your credentials changed in any way since the last time that you appeared before this board?
No, and my license is still in good standing in the state of New Jersey.
Madam Chair, if the board would recognize Mr. Turner as an expert in the field of civil engineering.
Yes, the chair will so do.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Scott, I sort of stumbled and bumbled through my opening remarks. Is there anything that you can pick out that I said that was inaccurate?
No, and if you don't mind, I'd like to just share my screen. I do have an exhibit. We'll just go through that very quickly if you'd like me to do that.
Yes, please proceed.
Mr. Turner, is this an exhibit you prepared for this evening or is this part of the plan?
This is an exhibit that I prepared for this evening.
Okay, so we'll just call that A1.
Right, this will be exhibit A1. We can mark it for this date, November 10th, 2021. It is an exhibit that was prepared by my office entitled 145 11th Street Site Plan Exhibit. The exhibit was prepared back on July 14th, 2021. And the exhibit is an exhibit of the existing site with the proposed site improvements overlaid on top of an existing aerial image from Bing. The exhibit is directional. North is straight up. 11th Street is parallel with the bottom of the sheet, closest to the bottom of the plan itself. Adrian Avenue is on the left-hand side or the westerly side of the property. 10th Street is on the north side or at the top of the sheet, again, running parallel with the exhibit map itself. For the record, very quickly, the property is specifically known as Block 811, Lot 1.01. It does contain 1.09 acres. It does have frontage on three separate municipal roadways, 11th Street, Adrian Avenue, and 10th Street. It is surrounded on the north side, which is at the top of the sheet, and the westerly side to the left with single-family residential uses. There are commercial and industrial uses located to the south of the property, as well as immediately adjacent and further away to the east. The property is located in a light industrial zoning district, and the use in front of you is a permitted use within that district. The property does contain an existing building, 7,249 square feet in size. It is one story. It is a commercial building. It has its primary frontage facing 11th Street. The building itself has four existing overhead doors. There are two located on the south side along 11th Street. There's one on the north side facing 10th Street, and there's one on the west side facing Adrian Avenue. There's also a compacted gravel parking lot that's located in the southeast corner of the property. There's an existing paved driveway that's on the westerly side of the property. It's immediately adjacent to the existing building that comes up towards to the rear of the building facing 10th Street, and then, you know, sort of hugs the what I'll call the back of the building along 10th Street as well. And that is a paved existing driveway. There is an open lawn area, as you can see on the exhibit, between that driveway and Adrian Avenue. And then there's a compacted gravel service area that's located at the rear of the building with access from 10th Street. At the north east corner of the property, nearest 10th Street. There is a fenced-in a storage area that has a chain link fence that's 6 feet high. The fencing has privacy slats, and there's a portion of that fencing that also has a solid windscreen along the easterly portion of the fenced-in area, which is along this most easterly property line, and then along the rear of that fenced-in area as well. Within that fenced-in area, again, that is a storage area, a storage yard. Inside that storage yard is also located a dumpster and a recycling bin, which will remain on the property for use by the new tenant. As Mr. Ital pointed out, we are here seeking a site plan approval from you folks for site plan approval, as well as the variances needed for the tenant that's currently on site to permanently occupy the building. Once again, it was a permitted use in the zone, and it is known as Extreme Supplies, which is a flood and fire restoration service area. So the site improvements on the site plan itself, based on what we submitted to the board, is relatively minor. What we're showing on the site plan, other than the existing condition, which will primarily remain as its existing condition for a certain time period, the applicant would like to have the ability to include the storage of 7 emergency response trailers. And I'll zoom in a little bit more so you can see where that is. I don't want to go too far. Okay, so the 7 emergency response trailers are shown in this tan color here. There are 3 trailers that are 8 foot by 16 foot in length. One of them will be 8 foot wide by 20 foot in length. There'll be 2 at 8 foot by 26 feet and 1 larger trailer, which will be 8 feet wide by 53 feet in length. And you can see how they are located on this property. And within this storage area, there is more than ample space for those trailers to fit within the space that's located and has been used for storage in the past. In addition to that, we are providing 11 arborvitae evergreen trees that are located along 10th Street at the northwest corner to provide some additional screening from the residents to the north. Those are the proposed site improvements that are shown on the site plans as submitted to the board. We do have review letters that had a number of improvements that were requested by the applicant to be installed on the property. And we do agree to install those site improvements and in accordance with the terms and conditions that are set forth within the developer's agreement. The variances, as pointed out, we have two existing nonconformities. We have a front yard setback nonconformity for 28.7 feet from 11th Street, where 50 feet is required. We have a minimum floor area a requirement of 10,000 square feet. The existing building is 7,249 square feet. Both of them are existing nonconformities. We also have a proposed variance from Section 21.1101.3, which is parking, passageways, and driveways and loading areas, all required to be paved. In the interim, we are seeking your approval to permit them to remain unpaved. And again, they will wind up being paved and curbed in accordance with the developer's agreement within the time period set forth in that agreement. The applicant has 3 employees in total. There's more than ample space within the paved areas that are currently on property, specifically on the westerly side of the building here. You can see, for example, the car that's sitting for context and scale. There's more than ample space for 3 vehicles to be parked off street on the property safely within that paved driveway. The other variance that we are seeking tonight is for the number of parking spaces based on the parking demand. If you were to use a warehouse Parking ratio of 1 per 500 square feet. The building would require 15 parking spaces, and that building is primarily a warehouse building. There may be a small, office space that's, utilized in support of the warehouse and the business itself, but it's primarily warehousing. And we'll provide those calculations to the board as well. But in any event, we are seeking a variance to permit us to ultimately build 6 parking spaces on the property as opposed to the 15 that are required by ordinance. And those 6 parking spaces will include 1 electrical vehicle charging station, which is required by your ordinance section 21-1103, as well as it being required by state statute. So there will be 6 parking spaces in total, 1 of which will include an EV charging station. And again, they will be built in accordance with the terms of the developer's agreement. So we will need a variance for the number of parking spaces. We do not require a variance that was listed for the electric car charging station where 1 is required. We do agree to have 1 installed in accordance with that agreement. There were some waivers cited as well with the application, 1 of which was from 21-1102, loading berth dimensions. The standard requirement is 12 foot by 50 foot in depth. There was no dimensions of loading spaces on the plan. We will provide that dimension on the plan, and we will comply with that minimum dimensional standard. The loading space for the property is located on the north side of the building, and you can kind of see the existing concrete pad where my cursor is circling here, facing 10th Street. That existing concrete pad is 20 feet in width currently. It is 30 feet long. Beyond that 30-foot length is this compacted gravel area, but we can very easily make all of that comply so that we have the minimum dimensional standards that are needed so that we no longer require that waiver relief. 24-702.1, parking space dimensions, 9 by 18 are required. We will comply with that. I'll leave it up to the planner to provide the testimony in regards to what's needed now versus what will be installed as part of the agreement. Right now, based on the fact that we are looking to utilize the existing paved areas and existing site conditions for parking, the waiver may be technically needed for the immediate use, but in the future, we will agree to comply and all parking will be at the dimensional standard of 9 by 18. Maximum driveway width is the last waiver we are seeking, 24-702.1. Maximum driveway width in accordance with town standards is 35 feet. If you were to look up at 10th Street, you can see there is a large existing opening that accesses the rear service yard. That dimension is currently set at 90 feet existing. We are seeking a waiver to allow us to maintain that 90-foot width. It is important for maneuverability of the tractor-trailer deliveries that do come into the site occasionally to be able to get off of 10th Street, which is a municipal roadway, and utilize that curb opening to negotiate and back themselves up into that loading space. It's an existing condition. We'd like to be able to maintain that condition in order to provide for safe movements off of the public right of way. Beyond that, again, the application is subject to that developer's agreement, which we will agree to comply with all their standards and conditions. We have staff reports as well that are have been reviewed by my office. One in particular is the planning. Let's go through this. If there's any questions that are in regards to my testimony, or would you like me to go through the reports?
What do you prefer, Arvin?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. So why don't we first go through the reports if the board members then have any questions at the end. Now, with regards to the Mr. Hinterstein's memo, you've already indicated we'll comply with what's required there. And we do, in fact, have our county letter of no interest already provided. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. With regards to the CME report, is there any condition that you see there that we cannot comply with? And beyond that, if there's any area of testimony that's required, if you want to just fill in what you haven't already testified to.
Sure, no. So, you know, the planning report that's dated May 24th, 2021 from CME Associates, many of those items in there regarding planning testimony, which will be provided after I am finished. All of the other specific planning comments that are listed on page 7, we will agree, and page 8, continuing on page 8, we do agree to comply with in accordance with the agreements in place.
Thank you. Madam Chair, if the board members have any questions for Mr. Turner.
Okay, board members, does anyone on the board have any questions of this witness as to his testimony? Hearing no feedback, can we open it to the public and see if there's any comments or questions from the public, please? Ms. Buckley?
I'm looking. It's hard with the screen up.
Yeah. God, do you want to take us off?
I could scroll. I do not see anyone raising their hands, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Then it's closed to the public. Mr. Ethel, you can proceed to your next witness then.
Thank you. If I may call Colleen McGurk. Ms. McGurk is our planner.
Okay. Ms. Saunders, could you raise?
Ms. McGurk, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give was the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Colleen McGurk, C-O-L-L-E-E-N-M-C-G-U-R-K.
Thank you.
Ms. McGurk, you've been before this board a number of occasions. Actually, on one occasion, I believe, as an expert in the area of planning. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've also appeared before the zoning board on this very application, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you've appeared before other boards as an expert in the field of planning and you're licensed here in the state of New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes. My license is current and I am a member of AICP. And I have appeared before multiple townships, including Bedminster, Old Bridge, Ship Bottom, Woodbridge, and Edison.
Thank you, Ms. McGurk. You may proceed.
Thank you.
Ms. McGurk, you've heard the testimony of our civil engineer, Mr. Turner. You've also reviewed the application, made some site visits, and had some long discussions with both Mr. Rabone and seen the operations of Extreme at that location, have you not?
Yes, I have.
And based on your review of both the site and the municipal land use law and comparing that to the ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, there are 4 variances that we are seeking that we've noticed for. If you can please provide us the planning justifications for the board granting the parking variance that we're seeking and how the other variances can be granted under the municipal land use law.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Okay, so the property is zoned light industrial and the ordinance permits the proposed warehouse use for the disaster rental equipment. In order to justify the variances requested, bulk relief can be granted based upon C1 and C2 analysis. The C1, I'm sorry, I knew this would happen. Please take Willie out of the room. The C1 analysis deals with hardships related to the property, the physical aspects of the site. The C2 is a weighing test. Do the benefits outweigh the detriments? The proposed bulk relief can be granted based upon C1 hardships pertaining to this specific property and C2 analysis, since the proposed variances advance the purposes of the MLUL and the benefits of granting of those variances outweigh any detriment that may result from their approval. The C1 hardship in relation to this property is that 3 sides of the lot have street frontage, so there is a 50-foot required setback on 10th Street, 11th Street, and Adrian Avenue, which reduces the usable area of the lot significantly. The applicant is seeking a variance for the front yard setback along 11th Street, and this is an existing condition. It is also an odd-shaped lot, which presents a hardship. These 2 hardships justify the variances for the existing front yard setback and also for the undersized first floor of the building, which limits the buildable area. The C2 analysis, it advances several purposes of the MLUL. Purpose A, to encourage municipal action to guide the appropriate use or development of all lands in the state in a manner which will promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. We know that the property is located in the LI Light Industrial Zoning District and is a permitted use, and the surrounding area consists of similar uses to the south and the west. Its current layout and improvements will remain the same, with the exception of the 7 trailers. The applicant has proposed 11 large arborvitae to buffer the residents' view of the new trailers. The applicant has also agreed to install sidewalks, curbing, lighting, and a paved parking lot as per the developer's agreement, so these improvements will provide a benefit to the surrounding area. Purpose G, to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a variety of agriculture, residential, recreation, commercial and industrial uses and open space, both public and private, according to their respective environmental requirements in order to meet the needs of all New Jersey citizens. This business is proposing to utilize what was a vacant portion of the building, left vacant by the previous business due to the pandemic, on an existing developed lot and provide equipment to aid in the recovery of natural disasters, including the current pandemic. Therefore, the granting of the variances for the existing nonconformities would provide sufficient space for an industrial use that would meet the needs of the local and regional population. Purpose M, to encourage coordination of the various public and private procedures and activities shaping the land development with a view of lessening the cost of such development and to the more efficient use of the land. In light of the pandemic, I believe the township should approve this application and allow it to continue in its present use with the existing tenant. The business was vacant for several months due to the pandemic, and a vacancy can affect the surrounding businesses also. The required improvements will not mitigate any negative impacts since this business has been in operation for a long time and there appear to be no negative impacts. And the proposed business will have a positive impact on the area by providing necessary services. It is my professional opinion that the granting of these variances will not result in a substantial detriment to the public good and will not substantially impair the intent and purpose of the master plan or the zone plan. This is an existing business. The building size and intensity of use will remain the same. In fact, the intensity of the use seems to be less than the previous use. The only proposed change is that of the trailers, which any negative impacts as far as visibility of the trailers would be mitigated by the proposed landscaping. In addition, the developer's agreement will eliminate the paved parking lot variance and all of the design waivers. The benefits of this development outweigh any of the detriments.
Thank you. Madam Chair, if the board members have any questions for our planner.
Open to the board for any questions of this witness.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, is this trailer being used for temporarily on the premises while they reconstruct this building and the work that's being done there? Is that what that trailer is for?
No, and I can have our engineer opine on that, but Reverend Kenny, these are being permanently located there. The supplies that'll be inside of them will be temporary, but they're supplies, emergency supplies that are brought in and go out at a fairly frequent basis. So they'll be used for the storage.
All right, I see that they use that for storage for supplies in the manufacturing of the products there. I understand. Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Any other questions from any other members of the board?
Madam Chair, this is Dennis. I just wanted to say that I'm on the call.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. We have you noted. Thank you. Any other, did we open it to the public for this witness?
I don't believe we have.
Okay, let's open it to the public since the board hasn't got any additional questions.
No one, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I do. I have something. How do I?
Okay, fine.
Okay. I'm that lady. Hello?
Hello, can you state your name and your address, please?
My name is Teresa Rudnicki Jones, and I live at 121 Bond Street in Bridgewater. I just have one question. This precedent of setting a variance so there's not a 50-foot buffer zone, is that going to, I should have said, is that going to be a precedent for other companies with this 50-foot? Is that going to, that's the only thing I worry about.
Ms. Smith, I think I'll, or Chairwoman Smith, I think yes, I can answer.
I'd appreciate you, Mr. Barlow, you're responding to that.
Thank you. Ms. Jones?
Yes.
It doesn't set any precedent.
Okay.
It's only for this application. Anybody else that comes before this board
has
to present the appropriate proofs to the satisfaction of both the municipal land use law and to this board's satisfaction in order to grant the variance. So it's not, if it's granted with one particular application, that means it nobody else has to ask for it. Anybody that needs any variance has to come before the board and present the appropriate proofs in order to grant whatever relief they're seeking, if it's a 50-foot setback or any other variance. So every case is a case, every application is a case by case.
Okay, because I was just worried that 50-foot setback is very important in the town. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Any other people in the public have questions of this witness?
No one raised their hand, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Closed to the public. Okay, Mr. Athol, do you have any?
Thank you. Madam Chair, I have no other witnesses unless the board would like to hear from me more, or Mr. Rabone is here as well. And we also have someone from Extreme Supply. But that, I believe, gives the board a fair picture, an accurate picture as well, of not only the operations that moved there from just down the street, but also the granting of the variance, as we'd indicated. Through our testimony, we will be complying with all of the requirements pursuant to the developer's agreement. We are asking that the parking variance, however, from the 15 spaces to the 6 that we're asking to be provided on the space be granted this evening. Otherwise, all of those other conditions that are outlined in the staff reports and the professionals' reports will be addressed in the developer's agreement. We'll be making the necessary improvements on the schedule agreed to with the municipality.
Thank you. Ms. Cochran, do you have any comments?
I do not. They addressed all the items in our report. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, members of the board, unless you think that there's something else that you need to have Mr. Athol present, I'd entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I entertain a motion that this application be approved and that the applicant be in compliance with all the reports as set forth.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that, Dawn Corcoran.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. At this time, I would like to be excused from this meeting. As other matters I have to attend, and Reverend Kenny, would you replace me in the chair, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Have a good evening, folks.
Have a good evening, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much.
Okay, item number 11, to retain CME Associates for a report to the rezone of block 5701 lots 1.04, 1.05, and 2 on the Piscataway Township tax map. So just have a discussion to retain CMA Associate. Hello?
Mary Ann is here on behalf of Steve and CME, Reverend Kenny. Essentially, this is an investigation to determine if certain area is properly zoned. So before the planning board can go through, actually hire CME and retain them, there needs to be a resolution that can be sent to the council so that the council can set aside the funds necessary to conduct this study.
Okay, can I have a motion
This is Carol Saunders. I do have a question. What street is this? It just says the lot numbers.
It is South Washington Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Could I have a motion to return this back to the council?
Reverend Kenny, Dawn Cork, and I'd like to make the motion to retain CME to investigate the possible rezoning of these properties.
Okay, can I have a second, please? Do I have a second of that motion?
Excuse me, this is Carol Saunders. I'll make the second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 13, pay the bills.
This is Carol Saunders. I make a motion that we pay the bills.
So moved, Dawn Corcoran. Oh.
Item number 14, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Dawn Corcoran.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Reverend Kenny, you're the pro from Dover.
Thank you, sir. Everyone have a
wonderful evening, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Everybody
good
night, have a happy holiday.
Have a great
day. Bye, Marianne. You too.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you, Dennis.